Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 193rd episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about becoming who you were truly meant to be. I know it sounds kind of like a grandiose, too large to grasp concept, but there are some basic things we can do to truly tap into our fullest potential. I was inspired for today's episode by a quote I read by Shonda Rhimes. But before I get to that, I want to give you a taste of what today's petit plaisir is. I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to January, it's all about setting the right tone for the rest of the year. And one of the things that I have been doing this month is looking at my kitchen and saying, okay, how can I best make this functional at its optimal level, basically? And this particular book that I'm going to share with you for this week's Petit Plaisir was the inspiration for how to tackle what I sought out to conquer. So stay tuned as we will discuss that book at the end of today's episode. But let's get to today's topic. And as I said, it began with a quote I read that was shared by Shonda Rhimes. She states, "Happiness comes from being who you actually are instead of who you think you are supposed to be." A simple statement, but she is grasping on to something that once we figure out how to do, we liberate ourselves. In order to feel good in one's skin, or to feel well in one's skin, as the French stated, bien de sa peau, we first must know what skin we are inhabiting. However, it is not about what we see on the surface, but rather what talents, curiosities, and passions are within us waiting to be discovered. I clarify this distinction because the other day someone made the common statement about finding ease within oneself, and they described it as, quote, becoming comfortable in one's skin. I immediately responded and shared that at least for me, it doesn't feel so much as a trying to make something feel better, but rather an exploration of what and who I truly have the potential to become, what I truly value, what I innately am capable of, etc. And so it has instead been a journey of discovering what my skin was, so to speak. The journey of discovery for each of us will have different lengths, different shedding of exterior skins placed upon us, and even skins we've placed upon ourselves as we believed we weren't enough just as we are. When I came across Shonda Rhimes' quote, it spoke to me immediately. Here is a woman who has built her own production company, inspired by her passion to write, to tell stories, who, as a self-described introvert, shares in her book, Year of Yes, how she transformed her life by stepping into and enabling herself to be her own person. In her commencement address to the graduates of Dartmouth in 2014, she shared a speech titled Dreams Are for Losers, and she nailed it. She shared many anecdotes, but her revelation about initially dreaming of being a Nobel Prize-winning author, Toni Morrison, to be more precise. But as she points out, Toni Morrison already had that job. It was only for Toni Morrison. And Shonda had to be who she was and was meant to be. Funny enough, Rhimes eventually had the opportunity to have dinner with Morrison. And do you know what Morrison wanted to talk to Rhimes about? Grey's Anatomy. Case in point, your journey is unique. So just keep striving forward and stop dreaming. Just do. Savvy advice. And when we put it into context, dreaming, well, yes, we're not entirely saying stop dreaming, but it's that idea of staying stuck in dreamland. We need to get out and do and pursue and discover. I think the bigger question, though, is how? How do we each become who we were meant to become? And that's what we're going to talk about today. The first thing you can do is step away from your life. Often, it can be difficult to give a true and helpful life assessment while we're in the middle of living it. So if it's possible, step away from the daily routine, step away even from the town you live in for a short duration, a weekend, but better yet, a week, and if at all possible, a good month. Hello, a grand vacation. I do often find that I am able to assess my life more fairly when I go on vacation. I come back with a clear perspective of what is a priority and what is not. The worries that I can let go of are very clear, and what changes I need to make become more precise in my mind, as well as the relationships that matter and the ones that just don't anymore. When we step away, we also step away from the people we hear on a regular basis telling us what they think and perhaps what we should think, and therefore we begin to think on our own. Better yet, if you are in a foreign country and the language is not your own, you can't be influenced by what anyone is saying because you do not know what they are saying. In all sincerity, though, in order to clear the outside influences, even your own assumed preferences, step away and outside of your daily life and just be with yourself. Journaling out your thoughts is also something I have found that helps me to make sense of what I am feeling. Not that I will find an answer, but I will have to think through what is going through my mind because I have to write it on the page. So the first thing you can do to discover who you were truly meant to be is to step away from your life, ironically. Number two, allow yourself to feel the fear and do not run from it. I can remember vividly when I went to France for the first time as a 20-year-old college junior. I was to be there for a month. It would be the first time that I had ever been in a foreign country, and let alone a country that I did not speak the language very well, if at all, and my first time traveling by myself beyond just a day trip or a weekend trip. I was ecstatic. I had been dreaming about this experience for months, probably more than that, and upon my arrival, once the jet lag wore off, I experienced emotions I had never experienced, and it was uncomfortable, to say the least. Little did I know was that I was growing. I was stretching. And part of the reason it brought tears to my eyes during my calls home, of which were few as it was a different day and age, was because it was seemingly painful in that moment. Well, it seemed painful, but it was simply new, and simply put, it was full of unknowns. I have shared before that sometime during that trip, even though I was extremely delighted to come home, upon reflection, I realized I was broken open. And I am so thankful that I was. I discovered so many new things about what I was passionate about, what was important to me, and things that I would have never discovered had I not followed step number one and stepped away from the life that I was comfortable with and the people surrounding me. So that's number two. Allow yourself to feel the fear and do not run away from it. Number three, shed the layers. As I was watching an interview with Sharon Stone recently on CBS Sunday Morning, she shared an observation that hit home for me. Women of a certain generation, alluding to her own, the baby boomer and before her, were raised to be accommodating. And finally, I understood why I was so perplexed and how their approach never felt right for me. While my mom is the only person who can say and know whether she is happy or not, and I know she is, for me, a young girl who was raised to do her best in sports and extracurriculars as well as in school, there was a reason relationships didn't last long for me because the accommodating, which was the only model I had witnessed in my childhood, limited what I knew I was capable of as an individual, let alone in a relationship. And so when I would default to what I was modeling, it didn't make sense for me, and it definitely felt like I was being squashed, even though part of it I was doing to myself. Yes, it took me over 30 years to understand that this layer was one I needed to shed, but it's gone. And I can breathe much deeper now as I'm aware of what values a partnership needs to embody for me to step into that commitment. Now, this is just one example of a layer that needs to be shed, but there are so many. Upon closer examination, we can identify them, but they are easy to miss if we just go about our lives as we are expected. As a woman, here are a few more layers that have come to my attention that perhaps might want to be something you want to shed. As a woman, she must be covetous and desirous and sexually appealing. As a woman, she is supposed to have children because women supposedly are innately nurturing. And I would encourage you to read a study that the American Psychology Association shared with regards to the realities of how society conditions both men and women. And I have a link to that on today's show notes. And another layer that you might want to look at is the career paths that are supposedly better suited for certain genders. All of these and so many more are myths and layers that need to be shed so that your true and brightest light can shine, offering the world what only you can innately give. When you shed those layers, you may still discover that you want to be nurturing. That is innately you. That's great. That's good. The key is to make sure it is you and not society that's putting it on you so that your true talents, your true gifts, which are unique to you, can be shared with the world. So that's number three. Number four, follow your curiosity. In many ways, our curiosity is our Linus blanket from Peanuts, the cartoon Peanuts by Charles Schulz. In other words, our security, our foundation that we can trust when it comes to knowing where to take our lives. As I shared last year in a post about our unique journeys and knowing how to navigate them successfully, quote, if you can see your path laid out in front of you, step by step, you know it's not your path. Your own path you make with every step you take. That's why it's your path. This quote by Joseph Campbell inspired the post that I wrote last year, and I provide a link to that post, and I also include his quote on today's show notes. But we cannot know what hasn't been written. We write our journey to become who we are truly capable of becoming by trusting our inner compass, by trusting our curiosity. So follow the simple yet significant wonders of your heart. Be brave enough to step out and try something grand that no one else you know has ever attempted. For when you do, you gain information about where to go next. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt or a treasure hunt, I like to call it. And that is part of the journey toward yourself. All right, that's number four. Follow your curiosity. I'll be right back as I want to introduce you to the sponsor for today's episode. A new year has begun and a new opportunity to cultivate your best healthy approach to eating and fitness. I have an app that I am very excited to introduce to you. LifeSum. LifeSum is an app that helps people get fit, lose weight, build muscle, or just eat and live healthier, all for the price of a cup of coffee. And as a simple, sophisticated listener, it's even less than that. When you download LifeSum, you will begin to be able to easily track the calories you eat versus those you burn. Track what you are eating and drinking. Track your health habits to see what you are doing that is helping you and keep you accountable. And if you want a more in-depth assessment of your health, progress, as well as healthy recipes, specifically targeted diets for weight loss or muscle gain, as well as a 3-week weight loss program, all you have to do is upgrade to their premium membership. And as a simple, sophisticated listener, you automatically receive 30% off when you visit lifesum.com/simple. No codes, just visit this link and your discount is automatically applied. A detail about the premium program that I appreciated was the results of their life score test, which is an assessment of my answers to 41 questions about my eating and exercising habits, which revealed to me where my strengths and weaknesses were. I don't know about you, but I am someone who always begins a new year to see where I can improve, and I always begin with my overall health. The LifeSum app is designed to optimize your way of life to make it healthier and thus make you happier. After all, it is your body and your health, and it is worth investing in. So why not check out the LifeSum app? Visit lifesum.com/simple. Welcome back. Let's get to the remaining three ways that you can reach your full potential and become what you were meant to be. Number five, read, experience, and observe. I recently read an article encouraging more reading as an everyday habit. Speaking about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, one quote that was shared was stated by Charlie Munger, the self-made billionaire and Warren Buffett's longtime business partner. He says, in my whole life, I have known no wise people over a broad subject matter area who didn't read all the time. None. Zero. End quote. He has a point. With regards to being wise in life, but also being wise about who we can become, we need to keep learning through the books we read, the theater we enjoy, the travels we take. Information surrounds us, offering guideposts as to where to go next and what we are capable of achieving. We just have to be brave enough to admit that there is so much more to learn in life, and each of us is only just getting started. So have fun reading, exploring, experiencing, and observing. That's number 5. Number 6, attain the skills necessary. In last week's episode of the podcast, Susan Herman Loomis shared that the reason she went to cooking school in France was that she wanted to learn from the best. If she was going to do something, she said, she was going to do it right. And well, France and Japan immediately came to mind, and France ended up being her choice. So whatever it is you're curious about, go out and attain the skills necessary. Build that foundation, strengthen the knowledge base. That's not going to get rewarded or noticed necessarily as you go along the way, but it will pay off in the end and make wherever you arrive at something that can be more permanent, more long-lasting, and something that's not going to be easily blown away with a simple mistake or a simple hiccup. That's number 6. Number 7. Follow Shonda Rhimes' advice. Just keep moving forward. With each step forward, as we follow our curiosities, as we do what we have to do, as we let go of what no longer is serving us, we bring ourselves ever closer to where we are meant to be. Let go of the desire to have absolute control of your life, and you will unlock the greatest gift of discovery, who you were truly meant to be. The world swirls around us, seemingly at breakneck speeds, it can seem, but we are the constant in the whirlwind. When we ground ourselves in our truth and understanding of who we are and what we can offer to the world, we may bend ever so slightly, but we will be strong enough to reach our destination, even if we don't know where we are heading as we put one foot in front of the other, as long as we have a general destination in mind, clarity, focus. The road may be windy to get there, but if we keep stepping forward, we will arrive. I too am stepping what feels like somewhat blindly forward. However, I am following what provokes my curiosity. I am following the creative ideas that pop up when I least expect it or can't explain to the outside world as to why they arrive. And with each step, with each book, with each experience, the exterior layers that are not me are being left behind. And the journey is all the more enjoyable, and my confidence gradually strengthens that I am indeed traveling the right path. All right. For the show notes for this particular episode, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast193. I've also included a few other similar episodes you may enjoy. One about giving yourself permission to be awkward. Also one about letting go of self-imposed limitations. Sometimes we don't even know we've put them in front of ourselves, but if we've put them there, we also can remove them. So if you want to check that out, have a look. And I'll be right back with this week's Petit Plaisir. Welcome back. So this week's Petit Plaisir is the new book by the popular decor, design, and really lifestyle in the home blog, Remodelista. Last November on the 14th, they released their second book titled Remodelista, The Organized Home, Simple Stylish Storage Ideas for All Over the House. And I picked this up earlier this month as I've been thinking about how to reorganize my kitchen as I'm preparing for the first season of the Simply Luxurious Kitchen vodcast. And also for my sake, because what I love about my kitchen is I actually have a ton of storage, which is not the case for everybody. I've had homes where that's not been the case for me even. And so I'm loving this, but I'm also realizing what is it that I truly want. I'm also trying to be very environmentally friendly, which is also why I like this book. So I've included a link to the book on the show notes, but I've also included a link to one of their posts that I really like with regards to organizing the pantry. And in fact, I'm going to be sharing this Wednesday a post about how to organize your kitchen so that it is something that is simple but also environmentally friendly, but also the Simply Luxurious approach. So it's less is more and focusing on what really works. And I'll talk to you about what I found, as I said, inspired by this book, Remodelista. And I do think you'll enjoy it. It covers every place in the home. So if you're looking to organize your office, your living room, and your everything about your house. And it's also shoppable in the sense that in the index is full of all the destinations, the URLs, the businesses, the companies where they recommend you go to. And I also use many of those recommendations to find what I am now loving. So the book is called Remodelista, The Organized Home, Simple Stylish Storage Ideas for All Over the House. And you can find the link on the show notes, simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast193. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, now available in paperback as well as ebook and audio versions, which are available on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon. And to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonne journée.